Welcome to the Fantasy NASCAR podcast brought to you by RaceForThePrize.com. Let's tackle Talladega early. Quick sneak peek of what to expect this week. You're looking at the Fantasy NASCAR spreadsheet that you can get at RaceForThePrize.com. Simply Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, money over to me. Make it easier, save you time, and you're going to have a lot more fun. You also get to be part of this team, this crew. Thank you for joining us in this video and being a part of this, liking and subscribing and sharing and recruiting other people. I know a lot of you guys are doing that. It's awesome. We're growing. We're monetized, baby. It's awesome. So let's go through some general ideas, especially what you can see in the sheet. You can see who's been off. Well, there's so much data in this thing. It makes your life so much easier. Digging Daytona, Atlanta, every possible number that you might want to look at, it's there. All the past lineups, all the optimal lineups, all the winning lineups, optimizers, which you really don't need this week, all the trends that you need, and we'll go through them all real quickly in a super quick warm-up. But the first thing that I would want to look at warm-up-wise is what's going on this year at the restrictor plate tracks. I know they're not really restrictor plates anymore, super speedways, whatever you want to call it. So we'll just quickly pull up Atlanta. There was a ton of cautions at Atlanta. And we do see drivers starting the back. Sorry, that's just kind of what we do is focus on starting position wherever you want to draw the line. You're only picking drivers 20th or back. Well, that'll work for some of them, but there are going to be people that sneak through that run in top five all day lead laps and survive the carnage and still get the optimal finish. But you see four drivers starting 18th or back. There were tons of wrecks at Atlanta. There were not a ton of wrecks at Daytona, but there was a big major wreck at Daytona, which did determine the optimal lineup. So our general consensus, at least where I stand, is I would expect more of the same. And we have seen that at Talladega in this package, that they will go out there and they will wreck. So if you look at Daytona 2024, Greg's in the back, Allmendinger in the back, Joy in the back, Stack in the back, Stack in the back, Stack in the back, Stack in the back. You're going to hear that all week. And it's cliche, but cliches are cliche because they are true. Read Bob McKee's story, the quintessential book for screenwriters, and you'll realize that, yeah, cliches are boring and word out, but they are true. Audiences believe in them. And here is your cliche, Stack in the back. You want to be cute? You want to be different? Fine, that's okay. Play a couple drivers up front, and it can work at Talladega, but I expect plenty of chaos as always. And even if we don't get a lot of wrecks, when stage three reveals its ugly head, someone's going to push, someone's going to wreck, and many others are going to wreck. And we're going to see a driver who started in the back, may not even get a top 10, but still score a boatload of plates, differential points, and enough finishing position points that they have a top 6 score. Nothing new here to say about that. So let's just go through some general reminders. Maybe talk about some possible drivers that we will target. The first general reminder that we go into this sheet is just to look at that theme of starting position. And we've got all that data collected in here, which you can get at RaceForThePrize.com. So if we look at the optimal lineups, going way back to 2018, actually it might even go further back than that, it goes back to 2016. Basically, every single contest, excluding the very first contest at Daytona, which was a 5-driver pool at DraftKings, all of the 6-driver pools in existence, we've got all the optimal lineups ever. And then we look at the starting position for every one of those optimal lineups. And we can clearly see in every single DraftKings, Talladega, Daytona, Atlanta race, we are not seeing the driver on the pole in the optimal lineup. Two times, the driver starting second was optimal. That's a lot of races. This is a large data set. It should firmly scare you away from picking drivers in the top 10. It starts to warm up as we move further back and place differential possibilities increase. And we start to see handfuls of drivers starting in the teens, win the race, get the maximum finishing position, get the maximum, well, maximize their place differential, and they score around 60 fantasy points. And the target you're really looking for to get into that top 6 is about 53 fantasy points. If you can get above 55, you're more than likely in the optimal lineup. And you can do that equation on your own. If a driver starts 20th, finishes top 5, they're going to be there. So you just simply do the math of, you know, if you finish 20th, that's not going to work. That's 24 fantasy points. But if you finish 10th, it's 34 fantasy points. You throw on 20 place differential points, so 30 to 10, you're in. 30 to 10, you're in. 31 to 11, you're in, more than likely. 32 to 12, you're getting there. So that's a good rule of thumb. We got the stack in the back theme, but we could also add in the new 30 to 10, you're in. And so that's 29 to 9. 28 to 8, 27 to 7. If you're picking that guy, you probably need around that number. When you're going over your Talladega builds and you're stacking in the back and you're looking at specific drivers and you're drawing your cutoff line, you're picking a guy in 26th and you don't think he's going to get the 6th, then maybe you just devalue him a little bit in your pool, because we're always trying to look at ways to lower our ownership or get away from some of these guys that we are stacking in the back. And an easy general rule of thumb that goes along with stacking the back is 30 to 10, you're in. And that gives you a number to kind of shoot for, a cutoff number to look at. Going back at our top six, we really see it start to hit over here. So there's your 30 to 10, you're in. 10 drivers, that's the most, have appeared in the optimal lineup at DraftKings since its inception, starting 30th. All these drivers starting in the back 20, that's the sweet spot. That's the Goldilocks zone. That's where the porridge is just right. Yummy. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. You can try to break free of the trends. You can try to break free of the patterns, but this has been pretty much what it's been. Plate racing, super speedways across the board. Xfinity can be a little bit different at times, but these don't have to be steadfast, concrete commandments, but they are guidelines. They are principles to follow when you are building and making lineups. The best thing that I can say to you is that you just try to have fun with this. Don't get too crazy. Really enjoy the week. Embrace Talladega for what it is as a race fan, and embrace Talladega for what it is as a DFS NASCAR guy. And your research doesn't have to be really that intensive. You familiarize yourself with the patterns, and then you can go a step further and familiarize yourself with some of the drivers who have been running well. And we can look and see, although this is not necessarily a guarantee that they will do well, when we have about a 50% success rate, but we can see who has done well. We can see who has been optimal, who finishes near the front, who is on a hot streak, who's on a cold streak, who's due for regression, who's due to get better and have some good fortune. We can also see who tends to survive more. And we can also say, oh, well, John Hunter Nemechek, he's getting through these races. But then, the sample size is small. So we can see more of a sample size from some of these drivers. Blaney obviously surviving a lot. Cindric, Hamlin, you can see the whole crew. We can see their top 10s, all the numbers that we like to see. And we can see what their DFS points were, their average DFS scores. Although, that's going to be skewed. But again, like I said, with Nemechek, we look at his top 10s. He's got three of them. He's only got six races. So, hey, it's 50%. But a 47% from Ryan Blaney is really strong when we factor in it's been 38 races. And half the time, in that larger sample size, he is in the top 10. That's probably going to qualify towards the front. But you do know that he is one of the preferred options. And so if we are going with that 30 to 10 rule, let's just look and see who's getting us into that 10 range. And obviously there's Nemechek, but then Blaney, Hamlin, big sample size, Logano. Now you're more than likely not going to get them in the 30s. Cindric's up there. Eric Jones is a guy that may start closer to the back. You never know. So familiar names with large sample sizes, obviously, who are performing a little bit better. But even then, you'll see that we're only getting a top 10 from a Chase Elliott, who is a pretty good super speedway driver in a good car, 38% of the time. The failure rate is, it's almost like baseball. We're looking at batting averages. You're going to fail more than you succeed at a super speedway. That doesn't mean you're a bad driver. 300 hitters go to the Hall of Fame, or at least they used to. 38% is a very solid number for a top 10. You can source the data however you want, but you're going to want to go to racefortheprize.com to get that access. You can see in the screen some of the guys that have been off more than others. Maybe that's your jam. Michael McDowell is constantly hitting, which is good. Eric Almirola used to be one of the better guys. He's not going to be in the field. Corey LaJoie had a hot streak where he was pounding away. He's obviously you know, the day is kind of skewed, but we don't really care. These drivers tend to start in the back. Well, that's who we are targeting. Who's starting in the back? Who has success often? Michael McDowell, Corey LaJoie, Justin Haley. These are drivers that don't have the best equipment necessarily, but have found ways to survive the carnage at Talladega, Daytona, and Atlanta and put together good results. That'll do it. Thanks for joining me. Like, subscribe, share. Appreciate you guys being here. You're awesome. Love you guys. Truly blessed to have you. Trip to Light, fantastic.